Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Bulbacast Season 2, Episode 10. I'm Nick. I'm joined by Archaic, Bulbagarden webmaster.
Hi, everyone.
PPN Steve, Key Bulbagarden affiliate and owner of Pokemon Palace Network.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Sadashi Kun, Bulbagarden chat owner.
Howdy. H is for howdy.
And Kasumi, Bulbagarden administrator.
Hola, everybody.
All right. I'm going to turn it right over to Archaic, who has talked with Diamond and Pearl episode 21. So, Archaic, go ahead.
Whee!
No, seriously.
Seriously, I think one of our Boromites probably said it best. I knew that the Pokemon anime was one huge big ad, but this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Not only do we have a Wiimote look-alike, and okay, it isn't exactly what a Wiimote looks like, but it's got the general shape, and when Meowth uses it, that he says we. Come on!
What is the best part of the episode?
What do you think that's going to get removed in the U.S. version when it comes here?
I'm so down.
If anything, it'll get touched up so it looks like a proper Wiimote.
No, they're not allowed to do that anymore. We have
they're
an
not?
Advertising thing which shows, yeah, they're not. That's why I asked.
Wow, that's actually vaguely sensible.
Well, KidsWB has been fined for it before, for the Pokemon show.
Pokemon airs on Cartoon Network anyway.
Now, but it doesn't matter. It's still subject to the same law.
Oh, okay. Mm.
That's weird. A sensible law in America. Who would have ever thought?
Well, I saw that. Favorite cartoon
in America.
Kitties. Wee.
Well, it'll get altered then. It'll get obvious. Obviously, then it'll get altered, but I'm hoping that in countries I'm hoping that in countries that don't have those kinds of laws, like Australia and the UK, and well, everywhere else in the world, we're not going to get that edit. Fair enough that they'll have to make it in the US, but surely they can alter that a little bit.
No, they're going to make it for the U.S., and everyone else is going to get the same touch-up that we're going to get.
That's right, because everybody else gets the U.S. edits.
Wait a second. Remember here, that Wiimote didn't actually look like a proper Wiimote.
Leave it in there, but the reference to Wii, like, you know, Meowth saying Wii, will go away.
Yeah, that'll be removed, yeah. But they've got around it by just having the same familiar shape, so people will go, hey, that's the Wiimote. But
yes.
Not.
But it's not. Yeah. Wii.
I think the thing that had the most promise in this episode that unfortunately failed to deliver was, of course, the Magikarp salesman. He was there and he was gone, and you could have done the episode without him. I mean, pretty much.
Cool
that he's there and everything. We like to see him, but...
Well, why would he get his own episode, though? I mean, come on, he's a minor character, you know? It's an ongoing joke.
Yeah, but put him in the episode in a way that makes a little more sense.
Yeah.
At least have him go out to a bazaar or a market or something, not run into him in the middle of nowhere with a store. Seriously.
Yeah, he needs to be a fish market.
Yes.
And selling makeup blueprints. So why the hell is he selling that? Doesn't make any sense.
Is that supposed to be an explanation for where Team Rocket get all their mecha blueprints from?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could they be buying it from his mail order?
No, they're getting it from his Wii channel.
That's it. He has his own little Wii shop.
Oh, maybe.
But I don't know. That's pretty crazy, though.
What's new on my Wii channel?
But seriously, I mean, we knew that was long grass. You couldn't... I mean, the grass was as high as them. They couldn't see through it. And they walked out into this clearing, and he's standing there. Why? Why does he have a stall there? Makes no sense.
Because he's...
I mean, fair enough, that's
supposed
to be a villain.
Because he knows Team Rocket's coming. Suckers.
Oh.
And then he, of course, tells him not to use it for a week.
Yeah, so I can get out of town.
Why would that machine transform into a mecha anyway? Why?
Because it's the internet.
I suppose just for the gag.
No, just kidding.
Would have actually been a fairly cool mecha if it did actually do something.
Yeah, instead of exploding.
Kaboom.
It's exploding.
Boom.
Explode.
Exploding.
Explode.
In any case. It was amusing as far as filler episodes go. I have to say that. It was... it was interesting. I do think it could have been developed more. I mean, the whole B button bit and C button. And we just knew they were going to have the R button gag. But let's be honest here. We knew as soon as we saw the B button Alliance wearing B's on their shirts that they would have to do an R button gag. But
C button run.
I think it brought in some comedic value that was missing in the last few episodes. You know, you got to laugh once in a while. You do. You really do.
Yeah. I'd like to see that Phoebus compete in a contest at some point. I would like that to would see them cool. bring them back.
Yeah, me too. A little bit cool.
Oh, that's actually possible, I suppose.
Yeah.
Though the Magikarp doesn't really have any redeeming qualities. I mean, all it did was tackle.
And have a good speed.
Well,
yeah, it's a Magikarp with maximum speed and probably level 100 using tackle.
Is it over 9,000?
Probably has good special defense as well, given that it took a Kitchu attack. Oh, wait, no, did it? It never got shocked, did it?
I don't know.
No, he just got the Thunder... He just got the Iron Tail, so...
Oh, yeah.
Why are we silly?
They didn't faint. They didn't even faint.
They didn't even finish their battle there. Yeah. But the implication was that the Iron Tail was on the same level as the Magikarp's tackle, which kind of says something.
What?
And Pochamma, of course, got its handed to it on the platter.
Bloody hell.
Aw, poor Pochamma.
Magikarp is probably level 100, like you said.
That's insane. Magikarp sucks.
It was nice to see the Magikarp stereotype.
But if you have a level 12 Pokemon going up against a level 100 suck Pokemon...
Yeah, but it's a Magikarp!
If it knows no one would bet on the Magikarp. It's already killed you.
But if you had something go up against you. Level 100 Kakuna...
Let's be honest here. If you just told people it's a battle between a Magikarp and a Pochamma... Who would you assume is going to win?
Pochamma.
Just hearing Pochamma. The names.
Of course.
It was nice to see Kakuna and a Magikarp.
But.
Bet on the Kakuna.
Kakuna?
It's not going to...
Still bet on.
Kakuna's not going to do any damage to you, but it's not going to die either.
Yeah, it'll keep getting harder and harder and harder.
Yep.
What would be the next thing we have to talk about tonight?
I haven't a clue.
No,
we
haven't.
Yeah, let's go right to the question of the week.
This week's question of the week, what I asked was, I wanted you to create your own Pokemon-related product, and here's what you came up with. Infinite Sceptile came up with Dinosu lawn ornaments for $35 an ornament because they're made of fine pewter and making it a fine addition to any domestic garden. Ash Ketchum has the idea of a Pikachu-style Robo-Sapien thing. Haboneko has a bunch of ideas. We'll only read a few. A violin shaped like Kototoku, an explode alarm clock, a mini refrigerator shaped like Regice. Pop-Tart has a bunch of ideas, the best of which he has a Pikachu Gundam-style thing and Pokemon chewable vitamins. Jonauchi Jirachi style 8 ball type of item. Sexy Eddie has a really neat idea. He wants a cell phone game adaptation. I guess the way that would work would be us perhaps bringing the classics to the cell phone, much as Final Fantasy I and Dragon Quest have done.
It's worth mentioning that, there is one in Japan done by Nintendo and
neat.
Square Enix.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
I can't recall exactly what it does, but I know it's there. So look it up. It was released June, July last year, I think, or maybe it was only announced.
I remember seeing an ad on their website about that. So, yeah, it was about summer.
Yeah, I can't remember if that was actually released, though. If it was just that they announced
they
were working
on
it.
Nice thing. I'd like to see that everywhere, not just Japan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Woolworn is kind of a long response, but from what I can gather from it, it's basically a Pokemon version of the game Risk, if you ever played it, kind of dominating your opponent. Mm. Adam WS has a Poke-etch ranging from about 20 to 30 pounds, a.k.a. about $60 here. Basically, has the same features of what you see in the game, but kind of adapted to real life. Pokemonic little brother with like a real life Meowth hot air balloon.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I agree.
I heard the Will Smith had one.
I'm pretty sure they actually exist too. They're used in promotional things. In
Probably.
Japan.
Like parades and such.
Well, not so much parades because I don't really go for that in Japan, but I was thinking in. I'm pretty sure Poke Park had something along those lines.
I would hope
I'm
so.
I'm pretty
That'd
sure I've
cute.
Seen a giant Meowth head somewhere else, but it would be like very restricted to promotional like things, or
of course.
You might get something in Macy's Day Parade in the
get
US,
blow
or
up Pikachu.
Various things like that.
Okay. TARDIS Glomper has a Pokemon version of the iPod called the iBorygon with 10 gigabyte storage capacity and LCD display. And that'll do it for this week. For next week, we have you're going to create a character for the anime, and you're going to describe what he or she looks like and what Pokemon he or she has and what role he or she plays in the anime. And also, you're going to make some kind of news story. The American news media covers some of the most ridiculous stories I've ever seen to the point where I'm absolutely disgusted. So what you're going to do is you're going to take a news story and you're going to make it Pokemon related. And I'd like it to be as wacky as possible. And that'll do it for me. So, Archaic, I guess I'll turn it back over to you.
I had another idea for the product placement, which I just put in the chat window.
Oh, all right. I'll check that right now. Oh, I like that. Yeah, Pokemon related fast food. That would actually be a very good idea. I'm not going to read the whole response because I don't want to put anyone to sleep, but a very good idea, SK.
Yeah. Okay. I just like to remind people also about that question I asked last week with regards to the Pokemon fanfics and basically what should be done with the old classic fanfics that no longer really have a home on the internet or and so forth. I haven't actually posted a topic on the Bulba Garden forums yet regarding that. I'm going to be posting that later today. I just want to make sure everyone had actually listened to the episode first. But I'd like to hear some comments regarding that. I haven't actually had any directly sent to me, so I'm hoping some have been posted on the forums while I've been busy at work and back at uni. So, yeah, I really do want to hear people's opinions regarding that because it's basically going to decide exactly what Bob Garden will do here with regards to getting classic fanfics on the library.
Sounds good.
Actually, speaking of the library, this might be a good opportunity to bring something up. We've been thinking about a few things recently, and I'd like to try this at least once to see how it went. So, basically, a fanfic challenge. I'm thinking about perhaps doing these once a month on the Bulbacast, just give you enough time to actually write them up and send them in to us, put them on the library and so forth. So this first challenge, hopefully not too unusual, basically your challenge is to write a short fic, just say one chapter's worth, so I guess between 5,000 and 10,000 words at most, around the premise of Brock, instead of being interested in older girls, is interested in younger girls. You can get bonus points if you can insert it in there somewhere. Joy and Jenny trying to seduce Brock, but not succeeding because he's just not interested in them. Or and you can get extra bonus points if you manage to include in there Brock not being interested in May because she's too developed.
That'd be so turning the tables there.
Yes, it would.
So if we can actually get enough people like submitting these sorts of fics over the period of a month and so forth, we'll actually start to offer some sort of prize for these. I'm not sure what that would be yet. It's probably something fairly small and or non-material, but a prize nevertheless.
Prize
so
is a prize.
Please send in your entries and I guess we won't read the winner on Bulbacarts because we're probably a bit too long, but we'll certainly announce who the winner is in a few episodes' time.
Do we have a call-in tonight?
Yeah.
Who?
Well, we have Bledisaur, as always, I'm
Bledisaur.
Sure.
I think Full Master said he wanted to talk to us tonight.
Pop-Tart, I think.
I don't remember.
Mm.
So many people lined up to call in and want to get on the cast.
All right, let's get in our first call in. And it's going to be Karuka-chan. So let's get that person in. Hello, Karuka-chan, and welcome to Bulbacast Season 2, Episode 2.
Hi.
Okay. Hello.
What are your questions for this evening?
Well, I've already got one figured out. Is that one time when I was playing, it was Emerald, and Meryl used Rollout, and I used Torment on it, and in case you don't know, Torment prevents the same move from being used twice in a row. But yet, the next turn, it continued to
roll out,
and I don't know why.
It's one of my favorite moves.
Yeah, Rollout's a continuous move.
Especially in Emerald.
Basically, they're not using another move there. It's just the continuation of the same move.
Up
it goes for five turns, or until it fails.
That's a hell of a move.
Because here I thought I was going to backstab it by pulling that cheap stunt and then just kept on doing it.
Got lucky.
No, I just smacked it with Absol's Shadow Ball.
Yeah, that's why I did it. It's because it is a multi-turn move, and it doesn't count as doing the same move each turn.
Oh, that sucks.
Move. I love it.
Actually, my favorite roll-up Pokemon was Shuckle
Blaze.
Back in Crystal.
Great.
Oh, yes, I used to love Shuckle. We had someone in my local area who loved using Charizard, and I hated them because I always used to use only Bug Pokemon. So then I got Shuckle, and I taught it Defense Curl and Rollout.
My Charizard
was beat it. And I can't remember what my other move was. Well, the problem was that Defense Curl doubles the damage of Rollout.
Plus it gets stabbed as well.
Yeah,
being part
Rollout and Fly don't mix.
So Defense Curl... Rollout and Fly don't mix, but not many competitive battlers would put Fly on a Pokemon.
In battles, competitive battles, I put it on my Charizard.
Well, I'm fairly sure it's not a move used very commonly in competitive battles.
Probably not, but that's why I always win.
Putting Defense Curl Rollout there, it was basically... because he didn't actually have Seismic Toss on his Charizard, thank goodness.
Or Protect.
It basically turned up, okay, it's a Defense Curl, that's times 2, Stab, times 1.5, so we're up to times 3. Weakness, Fire, times 6. Weakness, Flying, another times 2, so up to times 12. So, times 12 damage from
360 base damage. And then, of course, it doubles each turn.
Yeah.
So, you're looking at a 2,000 or so damage at the
one
attack.
Yep.
And even with Shuckle Flame attack, that's still quite a lot.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I had that thing one-hit KOing things, Crystal, that were, like, the same level as it. And, of course, nothing could stop it, because its attacks weren't strong enough to get through Shuckle's defenses.
Do you have another question for us?
I'm not sure. That's the thing. That's why I wanted him to go first, so I would have time to think for more. Well,
If you don't have another question, we'll just get another caller in, and we'll say goodbye to you.
Okay, well, maybe you can bring me back later when I think of some more.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me know if you have time, okay?
All right. Thank you very much for calling in.
That was a pretty good question. I liked it. We like when we get into, like, detailed questions like that.
Indeed.
Even if they're simple ones.
Okay. So let's get in our next call-in, and it's going to be Blunosaurus. So let's get him in. Hello, Blunosaur, and welcome to Bulbacast Season 2, Episode 10.
Hey.
You guys there?
Yeah. Hello, Blunosaur.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Good to be here again. This has become the highlight of my Saturdays.
Glad to hear that.
Awesome. All right. What is your question for this evening?
Okay, I'll start off with something simple. Considering all the hype that the Diamond and Pearl franchise has been generating all throughout the internet and stuff, do you think Nintendo's going to try and capitalize on it and, you know, try to revive some of the franchise's old glory that it once had?
I'm expecting that.
I'd love
to see it.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
I don't think it's going to be as much as it was in its initial fandom, but I really don't think I hope they're not going to be sleeping through this one.
Like, what do you mean by sleeping through?
I mean, like, under promoting, pretty much, you know, brushing it off for other franchises.
You know, Nintendo's been absolutely mum about Diamond and Pearl here in the States. Almost no information. Almost none whatsoever.
I know.
Very, very, very generic information when they did release something.
Incorrect information at that, at some points, like the Nintendo Power.
Well.
It's worth mentioning also that Nintendo seem to be taking efforts to stop people actually importing and exporting these things.
That.
I mean, we already know PlayAsia is not sending them to the European Union.
Right.
They are selling outside of America. I have checked that much, but just people in the European Union.
That has something
can't
to do with
it's apparently
either,
a customs issue.
It's Nintendo.
Yeah.
And has to do with some other issues. And Nintendo kind of probably created those other issues by making a, you know,
It's kind of difficult to see if it's just actually a customs issue in that they need to release in other languages at the same time.
Nintendo actually put
Nintendo
out a press release
said, hey, look.
Regarding it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, possible customs wouldn't have noticed if Nintendo hadn't pointed it out. Or if someone else hadn't pointed it
out. You know, there's nothing illegal about importing
a
game.
Just go, haha, Nintendo.
And Nintendo is using the, I want to say excuse, but it's really not. They're saying that they're protecting their name. And what they're really doing is protecting their local sales in the European Union.
Oh, of course.
That's all they're doing. They're not protecting the name because nothing has changed. They're still getting the money for the game.
I know in some countries outside the U.S., video games are disgustingly expensive.
Yeah.
And they want their dollar.
So, it's really more of a matter of probably sales and sales quotas, and regional sales quotas, more than anything else.
But you don't honestly think Nintendo's going to be stupid enough to just let this
new franchise
die, will you?
No. There's Nintendo's still in the 10th anniversary mindset for Pokemon. All right, so that's going to play into it a little bit. Now with the game coming out in April here, which isn't too far away, we're talking, you know, a little over a month and a half. The anime's fixing to come here too, a Diamond and Pearl anime.
It's set out to release
we
sometime in the summer, right?
Yet.
April.
Wait, for which? I'm sorry.
Oh.
The game or the anime?
Diamond Pearl's coming
out. We don't know. It was at first thought to be next week, the 10th. However, that has now changed according to Cartoon Network. We don't really know. Yes, it
is. Which is really a shame. because they need to put it out prior to the release of the game so as to...
That's what I was thinking. It would hype it up a little bit.
There.
Plus, it would finish the 52-episode season.
I wonder if Nintendo is really...
like they've been doing.
I'm wondering if Nintendo is being mum about everything because they have something really interesting planned for the release.
It's very possible.
I can only hope.
I know we have something planned for the big release.
Yay!
Yes, we do.
Okay, second question.
Okay.
The trading card game. I know the popularity practically plummeted to zero.
No.
No.
After the franchise's initial loss in popularity.
For a little while.
Mostly thanks to the Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise taking over the world.
Pokemon still has better advantages for their championships than Yu-Gi-Oh! Does. Much better.
Yeah. And agreed. Yu-Gi-Oh! Has lost a lot of popularity.
Since GX came around.
Thank God.
That much I know. Although it did gain a little bit back when GX started airing.
Sorry. I run a Yu-Gi-Oh! Site, too.
Let's just hope there will never be a Naruto card game. Or if there
GX
is,
all
that
killed Yu-Gi-Oh!
Becomes popular.
Was that a Naruto card game? It's already out.
Flag was about that. What would you say the popularity of the Pokemon trading card game is now?
Huge.
And will it gain any with the advent of Diamond and Pearl?
Yes.
A lot of this
Pokemon
is just speculation.
TCG fandom online isn't very compartmentalized. Most of it is in one huge forum on the Pokegym. There's a few other peripheral forums that get a decent amount of people posting there, like Pojo, and there's a few other places, but Pokegym is the big one. And, the foreign fans, like Australian fans, mostly post on a place called Croftminster, but most of the Pokemon TCG fans online are on Pokegym. Go there, it's huge.
Okay, maybe on the internet, but I haven't seen any like local tournaments around where I live anymore, because there used to be tons. Yeah.
Go to op.pokemon-tcg.com. They have a league locator there. They have tournament locators
there.
Search for them. I think... Did the state championships in America just finish?
They're going on this weekend
are they still
and
going?
Next weekend.
They're running now? There you go. So, obviously,
well,
there's some
big
tournaments at the moment.
The state championships
in America
are
on this
weekend
and next weekend.
Exactly.
Nice.
They're free entry, and you don't need an invitation to enter, so you don't have to have won a city championship assigned to go with
it. And it will give you a chance to get into regionals.
If you haven't already gone and you play the TCG, go.
Way to world.
What was the name of that? What was the address for that site again?
op.pokemon-tcg.com.
Cool. Well, anyway, before I go, I just want to give my answer for the quest of the week because I completely forgot about it till the last minute. It was like to design a Pokemon Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my idea? Mm-hmm. Portable Pokemon box for the Nintendo DS.
Oh, I like it.
You know, like the old one for the GameCube, except this one will be like a mini flash cartridge that plugs into the GBA. So you don't really need anything else. You can just transfer your Pokemon onto it, swap with someone else, they can yank some off of there, that sort of thing.
Right.
Pretty convenient.
That's pretty cool.
That would be good, because you do actually have a fairly limited amount of box space in Diamond and Pearl relative to the amount of Pokemon you can catch.
That'd be a great idea. Great answer, thanks.
No problem. Well, see you guys next week.
All right.
Nothing gets cut this time.
Bye. And let's get in our next call in for this evening, and it's going to be Pop Tart, so let's get him in here.
Welcome to Bulbacast.
Okay.
Alright, and what are your questions for this evening?
Mine are about like old characters like May, or now May I guess, Max, Misty, Gary. Do you think they're going to have, like, any recurrence at all in the newer series?
If they don't have recurrence as guest characters, they'll almost certainly do Ho-So sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd assume. I mean, they've been bringing back a lot of old characters. this recently. I mean, yeah. We had the Jezebel cameo, even though she wasn't actually in the episode, they did remember her. We just had the Magikarp salesman of all people. I mean, if they're going to be so willing to bring back characters like this early, I don't see any reason for them to not bring back the major characters at a later point in the series.
And didn't Ash make a promise to Max that he will someday battle
Max?
Yeah, he
did. So, Max, I do believe somewhere along the road, Max might just have to return for that.
Yeah, didn't Max promise that Ralph said he'd come get it one day? So, Max
yeah.
is pretty much guaranteed to have a Ralph battling against Ash someday.
I hope so. It'd be nice to see Max in the anime again.
Yeah, that was part of my question of the week answer last week. I think Max coming back someday and
yes.
Ralph's doing something.
Do you have any other questions for us tonight?
Do you think there's going to be any other things like a Chronicles Part 2 where they just make a bunch of other little mini episodes?
I think it's certainly possible.
You never know.
Because that was also kind of part, like how they brought back a bunch of characters like Misty and the Tracy thing. I think there's a Richie episode in there.
Tracy was cool.
Yes, Tracy was kind of
cool. I think they'll do it. If the popularity stays high, well, there'll be good reason for them to do some sideshow stuff.
Yeah.
Not add sideshow stuff like the whole... I didn't like the Mystery Dungeon special. It just seemed kind of weird to me.
Oh, it was cute. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it too.
Meh. And I think he gets annoying after a while too.
Oh, Mystery Dungeon was great.
Yeah, it was cute.
I like cute things.
Okay.
I gave it a chance. It was okay. I liked it. Alright, any final questions or is that it?
No, not really anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling us.
Bye-bye now.
All right.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great.
Okay.
I must say, I just lost a lot of reputation among listeners for stating that I like Max and Tracy.
Wow, you sure did.
Yeah. Don't worry, I like Tracy.
Tracy is cool.
All right. Let's get in our final call-in of the evening, and it's going to be Pokemon Trainer Lisa, so let's get her in.
Hello?
Hey,
welcome back,
hey,
Lisa.
Hey, Pokemon Trainer Lisa, welcome to Bulbacast Season 2, Episode 10.
Thank you.
All right, what are your questions for this evening?
Okay, I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can, okay. My first question is... if and when will these attacks ever be used in the anime? Substitute and Baton Pass.
The only time
they're
used is in the contest. But, I mean, they're flashy moves. With the anime game with the anime battle mechanics, it will be very difficult to actually use them. I mean, you could probably do substitute as like a psychic thing-ish kind of thing, but both would be very hard to do with how the anime does battles. And there wouldn't be much point.
That's true.
I don't think it's very likely to see them unless we get into some sort of high-level tournament arc. And even then, it's fairly unlikely, if only because swapping Pokemon and so forth is something that's not generally done in the anime.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
And what was your next question?
It's sort of a speculation question, but sure. Anyway, okay. What do you think the upcoming Japanese episode Showdown Ash vs. Pikachu could be about?
Well, we mentioned last week that it was a mistranslation. It's Ash and Pikachu. What do you think it would be about? Any quick speculation?
Well, I'm thinking it's going to be a showdown with Ash and Pikachu battling together. Possibly an opponent they have battled before.
It could be. I would hope it's a bonding issue.
I'm a huge fan of the... I'm actually a huge fan of the Ash and Pikachu pairing.
They're like best friends, yeah. You know? It's like, I would love to see more
yeah. I just think it's so cute.
Especially if they're dressed
the thing
by
is, Ash and
a
Pikachu have been
sort.
Together. Mm-hmm. Ash and Pikachu have been together longer than anyone that has
exactly.
been with Ash in the anime.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Ash's mom, who doesn't have that many appearances, but regular people, Ash and Pikachu have been together the longest, and will continue to be.
Mm.
Without a Pikachu, there is no anime.
I like the fact how Ash is actually really close with Pikachu. He's even closer to Pikachu than he is to even some of his human friends, and I just find that really amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of all the treacherous journeys they face through ice
yeah.
and mountainous ranges. So, any last questions before we let you go?
No,
great.
That's pretty much it.
All right, well, thank you, Pope Hunter and Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
We hope to have you on next week.
See you next time.
Bye.
See
you. Sorry about the noise there, but she was in a... Yeah.
The noise is better than it's been sometimes.
Really take
why don't we...
Golf.
All right, why don't we wrap up this cast with some quick
good.
Final plugs.
Hey, I'm just going to mention one thing. We're still doing the contest deal for the Pokemon Ranger game and Nintendo DS Lite. Stay tuned for actual contest dates. It's going to be fun and exciting, and you could be a winner.
Well, we'd like to thank everyone for their continued support with the Bulbacast, and see you all next week. So, goodbye, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Johnny, I mean, not that I should.